Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is 3 Live Crew.
The Re-Up.
Yep, it's hump day. Halfway there, baby.
The Re-Up.
Oh, man, Showdown Dumb Degrees to hit me with the re-entry twice right there. Thanks a lot, Showdown.
102 Jams.
You good, T-Minus?
Money ain't gonna make you real.
It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning to you.
Whoop, whoop.
3 Live Crew right here on your radio. What up, Big Rock?
Good morning.
42 days remaining in 2019, Jack.
That's it. Can you believe that?
That's where we at.
That's a little over a month.
42 days remaining in 2019, man. Mm. And listen, it's time to get to it.
Get to what?
Hey, get to wrapping up this year, getting ready for 2020, baby.
But to all start again.
It all starts over.
And it really ain't no wrap up. You just be going into the, just be keep on going.
Nah, man, you got to wrap it up. Got Christmas coming up, New Year's Eve, like this the final push. Get all your bills and stuff paid up as much as possible so you can go into 2020
with a
nice clean slate.
Then guess what?
What?
We be off the first, second, third. Same bills come again. You like, God done.
But at least
it ain't no, stop.
Yeah, it ain't no
the
late fees on them, though. Wrap them up, B. Go ahead and get them taken care of. It's a tough time in December, man. You got your Christmas coming up.
I was about to say, I don't really think people are wrapping things up in
that'd be
in
the
December.
Problem. That'd be the problem, man. That'd be the problem.
Not wrapping things up.
You take all your money that you should be using to wrap up your bills and your responsibilities, and you go out here and go Christmas, and then in January, you're doubling up on your bills, and now you're starting off frustrated in 2020.
Getting caught up in the propaganda.
Oh, in the propaganda.
Don't do it.
I think people are used to it, though.
Dang. Used to the suffering.
Nah.
Just used to the suffering.
We're going
to
ball within our means this December.
Is that what we're going to do?
That's right. Everybody. Yeah, everybody.
Man, the Christmas list for my kids was ridiculous this year.
Really?
Yeah, man. I hope Santa been saving his money this year because Santa got some work to do.
We showing them means this year. Yeah. Cut that list down.
I'm with you cutting the list down. The list is OD. That boy wants some shoes that's $500. I ain't never bought myself no $500 shoes.
But that's the first item coming off.
Yeah, that's the first item coming off.
Yeah, first item.
Yeah, it was.
Coming off.
Don't forget, we want to hear your stories all morning long, man. What's a way you were disciplined that had nothing to do with being physical? Like, no whippings, none of that. Just a nice, witty way you got discipline. Hit us up, 336-680-1021, all morning long with your stories.
It has been confirmed. Yesterday, it was just a rumor. But today, I can confirm for you, T.I. will be on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett to discuss the comments he made about his daughter's virginity.
When does that air?
Next Monday.
On Facebook?
Yes. You know, it's like the Facebook episodes.
Yeah, like I've never seen one. I just hear about them all the time and see clips.
Oh, you've never seen one in totality?
No.
Oh, I think I've only watched two.
Yeah.
I watched the one where she had Will Smith's ex-wife on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the one where she had Jordan Woods on there.
Mm-hmm.
After her whole Tristan kissing Tristan scandal.
Yeah,
I watched that one.
Yeah.
But yes, T.I. will be on there to discuss his comments. A lot of people not happy about it.
Mm.
They say, listen, T.I., you've discussed your daughter's virginity enough at this point.
Mm.
Just let it be. But I'm thinking that T.I. is going to go on there and explain where he was coming from and why he thought it was okay and not necessarily focus on the daughter as much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And probably apologize to his daughter if he got any sense.
Probably.
Yeah, because, I mean, her life has been just in shambles.
I know, she had to deactivate her Instagram.
Yeah, way too much attention.
Yes.
Even people that didn't have nothing to do with it had to come out and say, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Really?
Pornhub.
had to come out and say, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yes.
We didn't offer that girl no money to do that on no live TV, to do that on our site.
He definitely jumped out there and spoke without even thinking of the consequences and the backlash of it.
Yeah.
And it came back full throttle.
It did. Yeah. And maybe if she's comfortable, she'll be on there too. We don't know that. They haven't said that, but, you know, maybe.
Didn't you say she had unfollowed him on Insta before she had deleted her Insta?
Yes, she had.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. So, like, on the Red Table Talk, do you know, like, the times that it drops? Or, like, does it drop at midnight? Or
I don't know what time it drops.
Just on Monday?
I can tell you what I know. I know what I done seen on that site. And for them to come out and be like, we ain't got nothing to do with it. Too much attention.
All right.
Jay. Too much.
6:15, y'all.
I done seen some. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you look? Keep all that tight.
Keep on it. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio. And yes, you are still listening for those turkeys. And we're going to be all up in your business like CNN, because we're going to be hooking you up. Holiday season. You ain't got to pay for no turkey. 102 Jams got you.
Still cooking your turkey, Sunday Rock?
Yes.
You still helping drink?
I mean, with the turkey.
Are you bringing the deep fryer?
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
Come on, we're going to bake it.
Turn me up so most of my haters can hear. 102 Jams here, and if you have a teenage son that may be home on suspension or for whatever reason, listen at 6:36 because Drankins has a request.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about.
It's 6:35. 25 minutes away from 7 a.m. And the theme this morning is a simple question. What is the worst nonviolent punishment that you received as a child? Or maybe right now you're on your way to school and you can remember a nonviolent punishment that you received. I remember one summer I had to read 8 books. 8. And give essays on all 8 of them. There was no joking about it either. I'm talking about 8 books. And not no Cat in the Hats. Yeah. That was like high school, 10th grade year, I believe it was.
And that was the worst for you.
That was the worst, man. Because like it was like I had to do all, that was a lot of reading. That was a lot of books, 8 books, bro. That was horrible. Like I don't even remember playing that much that summer. Right now it's somebody that may be on punishment. You might have a son that's on punishment right now. Or you may be listening and you are on punishment. Well, Drankins has an opportunity for you.
Yeah. You may have a child out there that maybe, you know, oh, not a child, I say a teen.
Yeah.
Teen, you know, that's suspended or something, you know, going through a little something. Yeah. They need to be taught a lesson.
Taught a lesson.
You know, me, I got some good old yard work at the house need to be done. A lot of leaves need to be raked. Yeah.
So you're willing to give a nonviolent punishment of yard work?
Yeah. Yard work. Yeah. Send them to me.
Yeah.
For a few hours, I take them to the house. We'll talk, you know. While we doing y'all work? While we doing.
Yeah.
Now we going to be doing y'all work.
You'll be out there too.
Oh, yeah. Ain't going to leave nobody. You can't leave no teen out there.
No.
I was a teen doing y'all work.
Yes, sir.
All the nothingness going on.
Got to so get some direction.
And I even pay him.
Are you going to pay him too?
This one thing my dad taught me, because he used to make us do y'all work. But one thing he said, either you can do schoolwork, learn how to push a pencil, or you can learn how to do some work with your hands.
Yeah, trade.
Now you choose.
Yeah.
So, hey, if they're not going to do what they're supposed to do in school, come on, let's do some work.
Drankins needs some help with his yard, so he's trying to get some labor.
Get my garage cleaned out.
Look at my boy. My boy trying to get some free labor, but he said he's willing to pay.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this, like a mentor program?
That you're just starting off the cuff?
That you're just starting?
Yeah,
off the cuff.
Just
yeah. Like, yeah.
The yard work was motivation.
Push a pencil or push this broom.
Yeah. Or this rake. Or this leaf blower.
Push a pencil or rake.
I like your mentor program. I ain't going for it.
Do you like the mentor program?
I like the mentor program.
Hey, Rob. You got to learn. Either you're going to educate yourself or you're going to educate yourself in this here trade work.
Because the kid going to get a good word.
Oh.
Oh, they going to get a good
word.
Why
they there?
Yes, sir.
Why they going to? Yeah.
They never going to want to do that again. I'm talking about perfect attendance. You're going to see your kids shape right on up. I'm like, wow, Drake's mentoring program really works. Don't you be a me. You thought you wanted me to go. Why you trying to keep me team? 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. It is 6:42, 18 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. And the question for the morning, what's a nonviolent punishment that you got as a child? What's up, Rock?
Somebody out here trolling. I'm perusing social media, and I see headline, Harriet screenwriter says a Hollywood exec wanted Julia Roberts to play Harriet Tubman.
You let that suck you in.
That's not.
You let that suck you in, right?
I'm doing it.
I sure did.
You let that suck you in.
I sure did.
I've seen that story pop up 3 or 4 times in the last 24 hours. I said, I'm not going to give it the energy.
Because I say, somebody's trolling.
I'm not going to give it the energy.
Somebody is doing it.
Now, Rossi.
But that I had to find out exactly just what they were really talking about.
Well, did you get
it? So apparently Harriet has been a movie like a long time in the making, 26 years.
Wow.
And a guy that was a screenwriter on the play, or excuse me, for the movie, he says that initially in the early stages, they had the script and they wanted to be like an action adventure movie. And he said that, you know, the climate of Hollywood back then was a bit different. You know, you're talking almost 30 years ago. So he says, you know, the Hollywood exec, they're looking over the script and they're like, you know what? This is a great script. Why don't we get Julia Roberts to play Harriet? And of course, somebody in the room says, well, you know, Harriet can't be played by Julia. You know, Harriet's a black woman. You know, we need a black woman to play Harriet Tubman. And the Hollywood exec is like, oh, nobody will know the difference.
Nobody will know the difference.
And the screenwriter says, you know, just as time went on and they continued to develop the movie, of course, the climate of Hollywood changed, and thus they were able to find a black actress that was appropriate for the role.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody would know the difference. That explains a lot. You see so many movies where, like, they're all in Africa and stuff, and it's like the white pharaohs and the white, just everybody's white. Like, there are no black people at all in the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, gosh, how did that happen? But you at that time, nobody was thinking about it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody made a big fuss about it. Gosh, I wonder what would happen if they'd have made a white Harriet Tubman, man. Oh, man, I wish they'd have done it now.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't.
I do, man.
No.
I'm telling you, because they'd have done it back in 30 years ago. I'm telling you, I don't know if we would have made a big fuss about it.
Yes, there would have been a fuss made.
Yeah.
You'd like to think so.
People made fuss about things. I mean, just because there was like no social media for us to all gather and make the fuss doesn't mean fusses weren't made.
Yeah.
Fusses were made.
I mean, so were movies. Movies were still made with those same casted people. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't a fuss enough to daggone shut it down.
What movie are you referencing?
I can't think of one right now, but give me a second. 6:45, y'all. 15 minutes. It'll be 7.
Don't play with a don't be this silence.
12 minutes to 7 o'clock, and the question is, do you think folk would have made a fuss if they would have cast Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman back in the 90s? Good morning.
I think in 2019, nobody would have made a fuss.
You don't think nobody? No, I do think it would have been a fuss made in 2019. No, in 2019, I think it would have been a fuss made now.
No, it's the same thing if a black man gets killed by a police officer. 3 weeks later, we talking about something else.
No, that's not the same. I don't view that as the same thing. I do understand what you mean in the idea of people get on something for a minute and then they get off it, like I do. But even in that same vein, I still think folks would have been on it for a little minute. Even if they would have dropped it eventually, I still think folks would have made a fuss about it.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know if it would have changed nothing, but I think it would have been
something.
It might not have changed a damn thing. But I definitely think folks would have been like, what? How y'all think this cool? Like, no way.
That's like, it's another movie where I think somebody white played, was it Martin Luther King?
No,
I ain't never seen that.
I ain't never seen no white Martin Luther King, man.
Google it.
Dang.
This the movie.
For some reason, I remember what she's saying.
Yes, it was over in Britain or something. It was a play or something.
Yeah, I do remember something like that. For some reason, what she's saying is ringing true to me, but I don't remember the exact situation. But that was recent, though.
Yeah. Yes. Who made fuss about that?
First movie I thought about was Gods of Egypt. Now, the movie name is Gods of Egypt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody white. That was Everybody 2016. Because my man.
That was recent. That was the one I thought of.
Gods
of
Egypt.
That was a few years ago. Yeah, nobody
said nothing about that.
No, there was a fuss about
there
that.
There was a fuss about that.
Okay. But, like, it was like. The movie's already out. And then the next day. Yeah.
Back home smoking legal. Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going to take. Uh-huh. I woke up a couple meal on my.
102 Jams hooking you up with turkeys. All you got to do is wait to hear them turkeys gobble, baby.
Music brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
Right now, with approved credit offer subject to change. See dealer for complete details.
The Jams Gobble Grab.
Hey, we almost to the weekend. Can't you see it? It's right there.
102 Jams.
Baby probably still selling reef. 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 live on your radio. That what he said, bro. That boy say he a millionaire still in the projects. Baby probably still selling them bows.
Trouble in the Norwood household. Yesterday, Ray J, he posted a picture, beautiful picture of him, Princess Love, and their little baby Melody. Under the caption was, thank you, BET, hashtag Soul Train Awards, at Princess Love, at Melody Love Norwood. Child, here come Princess in the comments. Left me and Melody stranded in Vegas and blocked me from calling. Now you want to post family photos. Hashtag bye ugly. Then she went on to say, yes, I can fly home. Because I guess people came in the comments asking, oh, why didn't you fly yourself home? Or what was the arrangement? And she said, yes, I can fly myself home. I have my own money, but my car is here, and I didn't want to drive back alone with my daughter because I'm over 8 months pregnant, and I didn't even want to have to stop for gas or go into labor with all of this human traffic going on. Mm. One person at Princess said, I saw Ray J walking through the casino living his best life, LOL. Hashtag savage.
Mm. Why they on my boy Ray J head like this?
You know when something goes on between Princess Love and Ray J, she will put it out there.
I thought they were doing
on
good.
On the gram. But, I mean, you know, they go through, you know, they have their things, like all couples, you know.
Why would she say, I have my own money, then try to make it seem like she don't have none? But tomorrow, I don't have a car. I'm 8 months pregnant. I have to drive. You got your own money. You can get a driver.
No, she says she has her car.
She has a car.
She said, I have my car, but I didn't want to drive home alone with my daughter because I'm over 8 months pregnant.
She ain't got no friends? Ray J her only outlet?
Is Ray J her only outlet?
Yeah.
I mean, probably not, but...
She just wanted to put my man on blast in this moment.
I was about to say, yeah.
She just wanted...
It wasn't about who else could help. It wasn't about that at all.
You're right. Dang. So basically what you're saying is another episode of Love and Hip Hop LA or something is coming out.
First of all,
which
yeah.
Which one were they on?
It's
Hollywood?
Coming, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you diff. They setting it up.
Okay.
Setting it up.
I was just making sure.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they setting it up.
Over
rock.
Here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you my language. I know you used to.
What nonviolent punishment did you get as a child? That's the theme for the morning. It's 9 minutes after 7, 3 live on your radio. You got an answer for us?
What's up, 3 live crew?
What's up with you?
Hey, the worst non-violent punishment I done got is had to pick up all the cigarette butts out the yard.
Did you have a lot of cigarette butts in the yard?
Yeah.
You got caught, did you get caught smoking?
Nah. My dad was like, hey, since you want to get suspended for school, pick up all the cigarette butts all day.
Why was there so many cigarette butts? Did you work in front of, did you live in front of Laurel Art?
No.
God damn.
Nah, my mom and dad smoked, and
dang.
Cigarette butts.
Yeah, over time, they'd just be flicking them joints into the grass. God, have my boy out there.
Yeah, be out there, man.
Dang. I appreciate you, family.
Appreciate you, too.
Yes, sir.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me.
16 minutes after 7 o'clock, Jams Gobble Grab is going on right now. You're waiting to hear them turkeys gobble, and we got you with your turkey for Thanksgiving.
Everybody's just airing their dirty laundry out on social media. Like, nobody calls anybody anymore. Mm. I just told you about Princess Love and throwing Ray J under the bus. Now, I'm looking at Masika going off on Fetty Wap because he has their child around his wife, and I'm super confused about the whole thing. So, Masika gets on her Instagram, and she puts on her story. She asks Fetty Wap, and she says, and I'm going to read it slowly because there are some words in here that I can't say.
Jesus.
tell that blank you called a mistake. I'm not the effing one to play with. I will go to jail or hell behind my effing child. You swore, she said, after you swore you would never have my child around any of the hoes that you haven't introduced me to, yet you got this groupie hoe around my kid taking sneak pictures like a fan in the effing bathroom on some real statutory ish. I'm about to hop on a red eye.
Mm. Woo.
Well, God, done. You get the gist.
You about to hop on a red eye to black her eye.
Yeah,
she said she's going to black her eye.
So, Masika and Fetty Wap, they have a kid. We all know this. Fetty Wap recently got married. We all know this. So Fetty Wap's wife puts a... What?
I'm just having to die shaking his head like...
No, because I know what's going on. I know what's going on.
Yeah, so, we do, but Roxy...
Wait, what? What's going on?
Before you jump, Roxy, I just wrote him down. I was going to wait till you got done with this story, but I got you asked, so I'm going to say it right now.
What?
You just told us about Ray J and Princess.
Yes.
Now you're talking about Masika. I just Googled it. All of them are loving hip-hop Hollywood, Rock.
All of them.
They all setting up storylines?
Roxy, we only know Masika because of Fetty Wap, and she been riding that out ever since she been on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
It's storylines, Rock.
Roxy, they gonna go.
And they got
this.
You.
They got this girl on film right now, flying across there late at night. She, disheveled.
Yeah.
And she already talking about she gonna go over there and black the girl out. They gonna have her showing up. Oh.
They had pulled me in.
Rock.
They pulled several of us in because now there's a conversation on social media about when is the appropriate time for people with kids to be introducing them to people they dating.
So Masika and Fetty
Wap
starting.
We all up in it.
Mm.
Me and other people on social media.
Y'all let Masika and Fetty Wap pull y'all in.
These producers are smarter and smarter, man. They're getting better and better with it. Because I'm talking about Roxy is just all in, y'all.
I was all in.
Hey, Dot, that ain't even Masika on her Instagram.
Who?
Oh, the people at BET got her gram. They got it right.
First of all, Love & Hip Hop is on VH1.
Whatever.
They all
same
own
company.
By the same,
yeah. Same company.
That's what everybody say when they get their stations wrong. You notice that. They all own by Viacom.
Same thing.
19 minutes
so
after 7
real
o'clock.
Beef?
Roxy, is there ever real beef?
Perk pill popper. Put a bit fodder on pills. I'm on it. I do not mess with no hip hoppers. Rappers.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. And for some reason, Roxy is just not believing that they are just hustling her to get her interested in Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
New York is about to come on. Hollywood ain't even coming on.
They already got you ready for New York.
Like, New York, if anything, that they should be building up for New York.
You already ready for New York, just bringing back the old cast members.
New York is what it is. We bringing back the old cast members. That is what it is. Chrissy, Jones, all that blah, blah.
Yeah.
You sold on
it. It is what it is. You sold. Okay, I'm here for it.
Y'all, they're doing it too early.
No, they're not.
What you talking about?
They're doing it too early.
Not for you. Not for you.
If it's like the NFL, they doing it too early.
It's just like the NFL. The NFL got their season. Hold on, wait 1 second, baby. Wait 1 second. The NFL got their season, but in the offseason, it'd be all these ridiculous storylines to keep you invested in the NFL so you can be ready when the season come back.
That's all they doing for it.
That's all they doing.
Good morning. So, Mr. is no longer on Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, she not on Love & Hip Hop no more.
Nope, she hasn't done it for a year now.
Neither was Chrissy, and neither was Jim Jones.
Hey,
so
this is
real
beef.
Hey, Roxy.
Real beef.
No, Roxy, she got to get back on. She got to get back on.
She got to have a storyline to get back on. What are y'all not saying? Y'all are crazy.
Like the way she was.
What it is, girl? What's up? Can I play it? Just get them good.
That is what that...
Oh, you just caught that on the squeaky?
I just caught that. Yeah,
did you? 7:25, y'all. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. Did that make you like the song? Did it make you upset? It seemed like it got you a little attitude, right?
I don't know why, but it did.
Why did that make you so mad right there? My girl smacked her lips and looked off to the computer screen.
Just taking all the old stuff.
She don't like it. Good morning, y'all.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life.
Money, yeah. I'm on that cash.
It's 7:36. Three Live Crew right here on your radio. And the theme for the day is folks just calling up telling us their worst nonviolent punishments that they got as a child. What's on your list?
My mom, when I was a teenager, instead of taking my laptop because she knew I would get it back, she put a lock on the charger so I couldn't plug it in.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Dang, definitely got you. Dang.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty smart.
Yeah, that sucked.
Dang. It did.
Smart mom. Appreciate you, mama.
You're welcome.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to answer the question.
Okay, tell us about the worst nonviolent punishment that you got as a child.
The worst nonviolent was when my mom, I think I was in eighth grade, and I was talking back. And the eighth grade prom was coming up, and then I let me attend. But she let all my friends come in the limo and say hello and goodbye. And I still think about that. It was the worst.
Hold on, she did what?
She didn't allow me to go to the eighth grade prom because I was talking back.
Yeah.
But she allowed my friends to come on that day and say hello. They pull up in a limousine.
God, done.
And they all said, hey, gave me a hug and said bye.
Golly. Yes, sir.
Dang.
That was the worst.
Dang. You got me thinking about another one now. Senior year in high school, mm-hmm. Mama don't let me play football because mm-hmm. my grades was bad the last quarter of my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama was like, you ain't no athlete like that anyways. You gonna focus on your school. Da, 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 da. And I did not get to play football my senior year in high school. And to this day, I resent her for that. Oh, it made me so mad, dog.
It made me the maddest. I hope my mom hear this.
You hope your mom hear this?
Yes.
Exactly. You know. We're still scarred, moms.
You know, I'll never forget.
Thank y'all.
No doubt. Thank you.
I'll never forget. I woke up that Sunday morning and I couldn't find them church shoes.
What?
My mama made me wear them Air Forces to church with that suit on.
Why?
Because I couldn't find my church shoes. And she was sick of me not being able to find my church shoes. You know what? You're going to wear them Air Forces.
God,
I was looking stupid, y'all. This gray suit on. These blue and white Air Forces.
In 14 minutes, it will be 8 a.m. Wait, are those turkeys?
No.
No, that wasn't it. Thought I heard something in the distance.
Mm-mm.
Still waiting on them turkeys to come through here gobbling.
ASAP Rocky was so ready to get out of jail when he was locked up over there in Sweden.
Yeah.
And now it's like he just...
Then forgot about that, ain't it, Rock?
No, I hadn't forgot about it. Just wants to keep going back to Sweden and doing stuff for the jail. I don't get it. So I told y'all that he is set to perform in Sweden a little bit later this year. Proceeds from that are going to go to a Swedish charity. And he revealed to Forbes yesterday that he is actually designing uniforms for the prisoners in the jail where he was locked up in Sweden. ASAP Rocky says when he was over there, you know, he would watch TV. And now I'm getting to be a bit confused about everything his camp was saying when he was over there about the conditions of the jail, because now he's saying stuff that ain't matching what he was saying when he was over there. Because when he was over there, they was throwing feces,
yeah.
And he couldn't drink the water, and he couldn't eat the food, and he was laying on yoga mats on concrete floors. Now he's saying when he was over there in jail and he would watch TV, he would see that people in Sweden were very supportive of him. And he just is really appreciative of all the support he got when he was over there. So now I'm like, so which one is it, ASAP?
Yeah.
Now, was it really that bad, or was y'all making it seem like it was that bad because you wanted to get out? Because now you're saying you was over there watching TV. And when you was locked up, then nobody made no mention of no TV. But that's neither here nor there.
None, Rock.
He says that he really has a love for Sweden because of the way the people treated him when he was locked up. And so he does want to give back. That's why he's going back and performing. That's why he's designing the uniforms for the prisoners and the inmates. And he just says that, you know, he really has a connection with the country now.
How is he giving back to the people if he's designing uniforms for the inmates? The inmates are throwing doo-doo at you. The inmates throwing doo-doo at you.
Well, that's what he said then, Drank. That's what he said then. I'm starting to believe it was all cap, like my boy just said.
Roxy, people will jump on whatever gets them conversations talked about them. I've learned that. At this point, it doesn't matter how stupid it makes you look. It doesn't matter. If folks are going to be talking about you, people will ride that wave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had not been talking about ASAP Rocky at all. No shows, no music.
But since
no
he got out? No, we
no
had.
No, period. Even when he went in. The only conversation we've had about that man in the last year or so has been about Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So that boy came home and sat there and was like, what can I do to get some more conversation? I got to do something else with Sweden. I'm serious, Rob.
Hmm? Yo,
and it's so- here to capitalize mm-hmm. off of the Sweden. But if you asked him, he would tell you, no, I'm not here to capitalize off of Sweden.
But y'all, I just can't.
I'm not making no
y'all
money off
always,
of it.
Y'all always say this about people. Like, what? People just sit in their spare time and say, you know what? How can I get people talking about me?
I don't think they
Roxy.
Do that. I don't think it's that, Dre.
Nobody does that.
I think they don't. Rock, I think
Jussie
they,
Smollett said.
He did make that up, Rock.
He sat there in his house. He said, it's got to be Subway.
All right.
He sat there. He did it.
Champ,
he did that.
Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz.
Roxy, when the police showed up, Justin still had the fake noose around his eye.
Two jams. What do you say, bro?
Hey, I just want to chime in on this ASAP Rocky stuff.
Okay.
I'm with Drake. They always doing something to stay relevant. And I ain't too far below believing that he went to jail over there just to get more publicity, doing all the conspiring, all that stuff, just to be relevant.
Hmm. See?
I mean, all of them do it. All the rappers, they just want to be relevant, just to stay relevant, doing all kinds of stuff.
It, bro.
Damn.
That's what it is
six,
now.
Dang. I'm going at my boy Six.
They,
my boy ain't
Roxy,
even home
they
yet.
Do sit around and just try to figure out the shenanigans.
I can't, no.
They sit around and try to figure out shenanigans,
no,
bro.
I just refuse to believe that somebody just on a Tuesday is sitting in their house like, you know what? What can I do?
What day?
To get the people going.
You talking about on a Tuesday, Rock? They do that on a weekend. Because this Justice Smollett, it happened on a weekend, didn't it?
Please. I just can't believe that. I'm sorry.
That's because you have a rational mind.
All the rappers, when the music is gone.
When the music is gone. You can get the biggest Chanel
back in the store if you want it. I gave him the... Anytime, anywhere. The Jams Gobble Grab.
Yes, the Jams Gobble Grab. Drank is in here laying out. He had a spa or something. You all right, bro?
It's a new way of working.
102 Jams.
102 Jams. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 live crew on your radio. And listen, don't let people at work distract you and take you off of your spot today.
You can easily do this too.
I don't want to lay on the desk and talk in my microphone.
It's very relaxing.
It doesn't look relaxing. You got to lift your head up off the table right there. That don't look comfortable.
These are great lights we have in here.
5 minutes after 8, and it's almost like a free-for-all Friday the way we're handling Wednesday, because we're just letting everybody call up and tell us what's the worst non-violent punishment that they ever got as a child.
The worst punishment I got was my mom let me go to band camp my sophomore year. Did the whole band camp, and they let me march.
Didn't let you march?
Let me go to the whole band camp. I failed a class the semester before, and she was like, if I fail, I can't march. I thought she forgot because she let me go to band camp.
God, dog. Roxy.
Had the cadences down, was killing it on Quince.
My boy was ready.
Everybody was hype.
You know how hard band camp is during the summer, man?
No, rough. I don't.
One of my homies, one rough. Of my best friends, Laz, he played the tuba, man. Like, so I used to kick it with him at Winston-Salem State during, like, band camp. I'm talking, they have tour days like football teams,
I
dog.
Did a summer band camp my freshman year.
Bam. That's your OD.
Went all band camp, was good. Got to the end, they wanted us to read music.
Damn.
Got cut. Couldn't read. Got cut.
Boy,
couldn't read.
He couldn't read good. Damn.
I was good on that, too.
My boy was ready. Dang, thought she forgot and she let me go to band camp.
Nah, she ain't forget.
Nah, she didn't.
Dang, played him.
Dang.
She played him.
Dang, man.
Played me heavy. We had a new drum instructor and everything.
Look at my boy. Was ready to shine that year.
Ready.
Hey, I got it back senior year. Though.
Got it back senior year?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it. Honestly,
it's a good. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And yes, the 3 Live crew is on your radio this morning. How art thou?
In about 10 minutes, I will be logging on to see the live reading of the Grammy nominations for the Grammys that are going down on January 26th. Now, Alicia Keys, she will be doing the honors, letting us know the nominees. She is also going to be hosting the show on the 26th, and everybody in the room looks like they don't care.
Yeah, thank you.
Fine, then.
Oh, joy.
Fine.
So that happens in 10 minutes?
In 10, you say.
Oh, I can't wait to find out who will be Grammy nominated.
Y'all are so fake.
It's 9 minutes now.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. I'm snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite. Huh.
17 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live crew on your radio, and this morning we're just having fun with you. What's the worst nonviolent punishment you ever got as a kid?
All right, when I was in the sixth grade, I used to spend it all the time, like a suspension. My mom, I came home one day, my mom took all my clothes. Found out later they was in the attic, but she had one pink dress with a sailboat collar, white flowers all over it, went down to my ankles and tied it back. And she made me wear that dress to school every day to the point where in my yearbook picture, I had on my brother Georgetown University sweatshirt and some big baggy jeans because I was wearing boys' clothes too. She doesn't do me like that.
She made you wear one dress to school for the whole year?
Yeah, she would wash the dress. She took literally all my clothes. I had no clothes, so I had to wear it for the first few days until I could figure out that I could get from my brother though.
Wow.
Mm. Yes, that was me. And then another time, when I was in the seventh grade, I was in private school this year. She took me out of school, put me in private school. And so I invited some kids that I liked to my party and some that I didn't. And so she thought that was me. So she threw a party at the school for me and didn't even invite me to the party. And they had a cake that said, happy birthday, Danita.
You better shut up.
And they sung happy birthday and everything. And I wasn't even invited to the party.
You better be quiet.
God damn.
Yes. My mom was petty, man.
Your mom was a savage.
Oh.
Golly.
Damn. Yeah,
to have a birthday really party that you don't even get to come to, that's savage.
Have a cake for you and everything.
Yes, had a cake with my name on it and everything.
God almighty.
Yes,
yeah.
You did that.
Hey, appreciate you, mama.
All right, no problem.
Peace.
Girl, held on to that.
All right, you guys did not care about the Grammy nominations that are going down right now as we speak.
Mm.
But do you care about Kevin Hart's new 6-part documentary that is going to be coming to Netflix on December 27th?
Yes.
It's called Don't F This Up, and he made the announcement on his Instagram yesterday. He said that it's as real and as raw and as transparent as you can be. It's something I think people need to see.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you explained that because when I saw it initially, I just saw the poster. I thought he was doing another stand-up special at that time. I was like, dang, my boy jumping back out there quick with it.
Mm-mm.
But this is a 6-part series.
Yes.
All 6 parts will be dropped on that day. Do you know? Will it be weekly? You don't know exactly.
I don't know when they're dropping.
Okay.
I just know that on December 27th, that's when it's set to drop.
Something to watch on that Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here goes some Casanova and Chris Brown. .102 Jams, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live crew on your radio. And if nothing else this morning, if you haven't just told God thank you for life this morning, he deserves that much. If nothing else this morning.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial.
Somebody in here pulling out big money out their wallet. I mean, they purse. 102 Jams, 3 Live out here. I didn't even mean to do that. See?
That's what you get.
Yeah, I knew you was going to say
that's
that.
What you
I knew
get.
You was going to say that.
Trying to be cute, talking
that.
Junk.
That wasn't talking junk. I was making an observation of what was going on in the room like I always do.
That's for my bills.
I ain't got no bills. Girl, I ain't got no bills, y'all. When I tell you somebody that ain't got no bills, man.
I do got bills. What are you talking about?
You don't have no bills,
what are you
bro.
Talking about?
You don't.
And I'm willing to bet she randomly just found that because she
bruh.
Randomly finds money. Bro,
didn't even know it was in there.
It's for my bills.
Which bill is that going to?
Why are you worried about what bill is going to?
Which bill is that going to?
Phone.
Hey, man, go ahead.
Phone bill.
Oh, so you're going to get about 80% of that back.
No.
Your phone don't even get you. I know you got the most basic plan on your phone ever.
I do.
And you don't use
the $60 plan.
Look at that. And that's too much. And that is too much, sis. Aggie Eagle going down this Saturday, man. This Saturday at, is it Aggie Stadium?
Yes, at Aggie Stadium.
I paused right there.
BB&T
Stadium. Yeah, but I don't be liking to call it that.
I don't either.
Yeah, Aggie Stadium. And
I don't.
We will be there.
I don't, Roxy. That business deal was between them, not us. Not us who went there. We didn't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah. But it is time to get in the season, man, because not only is this weekend you can catch 102 Jams at the College Football Game Days, but you can also catch 102 Jams in the High Point Parade this Sunday. Oh, yeah. This Sunday at 3 o'clock, High Point Parade, three live crew, Fat G's, Marky Mark, Showdown, all in that black and yellow Suburban in High Point. Hey, man. I'm
glad I got a good coat.
Hey, that boy do got him a good coat.
Got a good coat, Rock?
Why you so quiet over there, Big Rock?
Oh, Rock.
Big Rock, you sure are quiet, Rock, Big Rock. Big Rock! Loving when you walk my way. Maybe you a boss. All right, Big Rock got some news for
you. Well.
Big Rock got some news
for you. No, I don't. Earlier, and you heard it. I tried to tell Dot and Drank, oh, they're doing the Grammy nominations today at 8:20, y'all. I'm going to log in. I mean, I'm going to be watching the stream live. Did they give a damn? No.
And I still don't.
They didn't care at all.
You're going to need this.
But then, oh, and now Dot is trying to bribe me holding up some lotion that I use every other day. Somebody, you going to need this.
Every other day she asked me, you got some lotion? She know I got the hand lotion right here for. Huh?
So I tell him, I say, breaking news, y'all. They just announced the nominations for the best rap album. Mm. Y'all want to know who it is?
Yep.
Oh, they all on it. Mm-mm. All on it wanting to know.
I don't even know
you're
going to
get mad,
bro.
You going to get mad.
I ain't doing this for y'all.
Is Lizzo on there?
I'm doing this for everybody else.
All right.
Best rap album? No, Lizzo's not going to be on there.
No, I don't know who had rap albums.
She don't be rapping?
Dreamville's Revenge of the Dreamers 3. Meek Mill's Champions. Tyler, the Creator. Is it Igor? Really?
Yeah.
21 Savage. I am. Does he say greater than?
Mm-hmm.
He does say greater than because it's just the symbol there. He does.
You remember them dudes
greater
that said,
than I was.
You remember them dudes that said they thought you was 40-something?
But you look so good.
You remember that?
You got to be.
Because they said when they be listening to you, you be saying old stuff.
Sometimes they throw the symbol and it be trying to do fancy stuff. Okay, so I Am Greater Than I Was, and then YBN Cordae, The Lost Boy. Those are your nominees for the best rap album.
Bring it on home, Cole.
You think it's going to go to Cole?
I'm hoping. That's what I'm rooting for. Cole or Meek.
That's what I'm rooting for.
Okay.
I like Meek, though. I'd be cool if Meek won.
I think Meek is going to get it.
You think so?
I think so.
Wow.
Watch y'all.
I don't know.
Watch what I tell y'all. Igor get it. Y'all going to be hot.
Who's that?
Tyler the Creator. Watch.
That's definitely who's going to win.
Tyler the Creator has such a following that I didn't even know about till a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That man's following is...
Massive.
Massive.
Yeah, Drank probably right. We're going to make us hot.
Yeah.
Fish grease.
It might have been a good album just because y'all didn't listen to it.
I haven't heard any of the albums you named, including Cole. 15 minutes to 9. Big old tree. I'm going to make them wait for the cook. Wait. Hit it in these big old skin. It's 8 minutes to 9 o'clock. 3 live on your radio. DJ Lil Vegas here warming up, getting ready to hit the mix. Right for you. Well, for you in 8 minutes. It's 102 Jams. Good morning.
Hey. I just flipped the switch.
Can somebody let us know what the hell happened to Quiznos?
Oh, here you go.
Now, somebody let us know where Quiznos went.
You don't care.
I feel you. We do care.
Do care.
Y'all don't care.
I used to get the turkey and cheddar rock with the honey bourbon sauce on it.
See? It's 102 Jams, and we just looking for Quiznos. You seen one?
How you remember your Quiznos order? Been over, then I'm working.
Pop gunner if you want your burger. House in Burlington, North Carolina. The Jazz
Gobble Grab. Man, where the hell are these damn turkeys at?
102. Jams.
Yeah, 102 Jams, 16 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 live crew on your radio. And yes, we are still waiting for them turkeys to get the goblin so we can hook you up for Thanksgiving.
Maybe they still asleep.
Now, clearly they are.
Or maybe someone has hit them. Turkey trafficking or something. Might be some turkey trafficking.
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. College football game days. I was just outside just a second ago, and dang, I forgot the name of the truck. But three dudes just drove up in a truck. Mm-hmm. They were working. It was three of them, and they stopped. And I'm talking about, first of all, they looked uncomfortable as hell, all three of them in the front seat like that.
Okay.
And one of the passenger seats said, hey, you ain't the dude from the radio. And I'm like, yeah. And I knew the driver. I can't remember his name right now. But he started talking to me about the Aggie Eagle this weekend. Mm-hmm. Asked me, was I going to be there? And of course I'm going to be there. 102 Jams, whole squad going to be there, man. It's college football game days. We will be at A&T this weekend. But they just told me to shout them out. So I just wanted to shout out those homies. They said they didn't even know that we looked this young. And I said, hey, we out here, baby. They ain't even see y'all. But I guess they just took it off my good looks and said that the rest of the school
and
must look as good.
Pass it on to the rest of us. Yeah. I'll take it.
Take that, big rock. Roll with that. Y'all enjoy your morning, it. Man.
Right off the back, man, the boy got dollars. So women come from
ball on it.
Swish. Now watch me ball on these. Swish. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio. You got 33 minutes in free for all.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to
102 Jams, 3 Live on your radio. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
What's going on, man? Try to get that turkey.
What turkey?
Just
heard
the gobble,
B. Oh, heard the gobbles? All right, well, you got a turkey. Thanksgiving to the family.
All right.
I see somebody over in the passenger seat got you ready to call up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. What's your name, man?
Mark.
Mark, where y'all doing Thanksgiving at? Y'all doing it at the crib? Y'all going somewhere?
Mama house, man. Mama go fed up.
Going to mama house. What you going to do with your turkey?
I'll probably get that thing smoked, bro.
You going to smoke that thing?
Yeah,
you're going to have that thing at the crib. You ain't even going to take that one to mama house.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do that one at the crib. I might slide a little roast to mama house.
Look at my boy. Going to have him a little stash meal at the house. I think that's
everybody,
very smart.
People be doing stash meals
that's
now.
That's smart. Because you want to take to-go stuff.
Man. We got to have something for after mama.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, man. You heard them turkeys gobbling, and you got hooked up with a turkey. Courtesy of Dave's Discount Furniture. They teamed up with 102 Jams to make sure your Thanksgiving was straight, fam.
Hey, bro, what do you smoke your turkeys with? Me, myself, I use a rare cedar wood. Cedar chips.
We do hickory around here, bro. We do hickory.
Hickory.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you have to try that out, you know.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, man. Good flavor, bro.
Yeah,
good flavor.
Yeah. Sometimes I do the applewood chips, but you know, that's something else. Yeah,
I like the applewood.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Yeah.
What's up?
Look, I'm a new pimp. Huh. You on simp. He say you all about
18
money.
Minutes yeah, to 10. It is the free-for-all final hour. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I have two comments to make.
Okay.
My worst nonviolent punishment as a child. Imagine being woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning because you didn't do dishes and you had to wash every single dish in the cabinet. Mm. Every single pot and pan, every single piece of silverware.
God, done. Even the clean stuff. Damn. Wait, let me just ask this. If you can recall, that couldn't have been on a school night, though.
No.
Okay.
It was probably on a Friday night.
Okay, yeah.
My parents worked till like 3:30 in the morning. God. So me and my brother knew what we had to do, but, you know, we didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Tried it.
That's accurate discipline right there.
You tried it.
Yeah. Second, about Hollywood and white actors. They okay. do it all the time. They think it's okay. Look, just imagine, remember Angelina Jolie playing the part of the journalist, the light-skinned black lady who was a journalist a couple years ago. Remember when Johnny Depp played Tonto?
Ooh, Johnny Depp did play Tonto.
Yes.
Like
what about when
yes.
John Wayne played Genghis Khan?
Dang. Mm. John Wayne
yeah,
played
so
Genghis Khan?
They do it all the time. Yeah.
See? And don't nobody be saying nothing. God, oh my, that's crazy. Hey, I appreciate you this morning.
Have a good day.
You too.
Being on some chill. We go.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, and if you're listening right now, you're just in time for some birthday trivia.
All right, guys, I've got some celebrities' birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, you've been warned.
For what?
I saw you.
He did something already?
You thought I didn't see you, but I saw you. He was mocking me when I was saying that. He was like this.
Nobody can even see what you're doing.
Stay on him, Roxy.
I saw you.
Stay on him.
And you've been warned. All right, first up here, this guy, he's the head coach of the Clemson
Drakens.
Drank.
Dabo Sweeney.
That is correct. Dot, to steal a point.
I don't care.
How old is Dabo?
I don't care how old he is.
I do.
Drank, how old is Dabo?
Dabo, BYOG, bring your own guts.
See, that
is that
right
what he
there.
Says?
Yeah, that's what he says. After the game, like, BYOG, bring your own guts.
Shut up. I'm about to ask all that.
Anyway. Dabo is 51.
Very close. 50 today. 50.
Gosh,
50. All right, next up on the list here. This guy, he's the former vice president currently. Dot.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is correct. Drink, to steal a point, how old is Joe Biden?
Oh, them gray hairs and them crow's feet. Joe got to be at least 66.
That is incorrect.
That was my guess. I'm going to say 67.
That is incorrect as well. Way incorrect. 77 years old.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was going to go up there, but I was like, done. We talking about
I didn't realize.
Bernie Sanders. We can get Joe away from there.
All up there.
All up there.
All right. The score is currently tied 1-1. This guy, he's a rapper I can't stand.
Drake.
It'll be with me.
My boy jumped out, don't know.
Future.
Future is correct. No, I can't stand some Future.
Dot, cheated on that.
To steal a point and tie the game and keep from losing. How old? You know what? You just lost a point.
22, Rock.
He's making faces at
me. He is. Why are you doing that to
her? Yes. He's making faces.
We try to play this game and you doing that?
Forget her,
He's
man.
Making faces. Well, you lost.
So? You lost. You ain't found.
To steal a point.
You ain't found. So? Shoot.
Yeah, you found.
To steal a point, how old is Future?
Lose a point, bro. Lose a point for the cause.
Future is.
Lose a point, boy.
Excuse me, he's disturbing me. Something's got to be done about that.
Lose a point.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Cut your shenanigans, please.
Phew. Gosh, every day.
He's about to lose Future points because we're still in the game.
Yeah, we are.
No, I just get a negative for today. Ain't no future point. This is some fool, man.
Future is 38.
That is incorrect. Future is 36.
I didn't even get to guess how old he was.
No, you didn't. And with a score
I knew
of
he was 36.
To nothing, he's got nothing. Drankins is victorious in birthday trivia today. Congratulations,
and today's Drake. Game was a bonus game worth 2 points.
Well, there's no such thing.
Thank you. So shut your
mouth. So make the rules, Roxy.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.